Isaiah 40, 31. We're going to be watching now. Boys and girls, we're going to sit straight up, and we're going to be watching. And those people have got the prizes to give to you if you're good. If you're good, you can win a prize. And so they're going to be watching who's good. Now, if they're bad, they don't win a prize. But if they're good, by the way, I was talking to Brother David this last week, and I've said this before. I'll be honest with you. I think once a month, to give our workers a break too, I think it's great to have the kids in here once a month. And it's good for them to hear the preacher. So I'm not against the other ones, but I thank God for those. But once in a while, it's good for them to hear the preacher. And if we ever have a big day, the choir can always stay up in the choir loft, you know, if we have somewhere where we need more room. And so we might just make this a regular thing where the last week of the month, they stay with me. Because I like having the kids up here, and it gives our workers a break. Because they're every week, that's all they do is, every morning, that's all they do is work. And they never get to be in a Sunday morning church service. By the way, you that work in those like that, preacher used to do, I know what it's like. There were lots of days when I worked at Liberty Baptist Church. I ran a bus route, got off the bus, taught a Sunday school class. Walk out of the Sunday school class, walk down the hallway, taught a super church, 250 kids. Then after I got done with the super church, I got in the bus and ran a bus route again. Then I would come Sunday night, pick up people with a van, and then I'd get to hear the preacher on Sunday night. So I know what that, and that went on for about 3 years until we started Lighthouse Baptist. So I know it's a dedication. And I just think once in a while it's good for people to come up and sit in the service. And by the way, I thank you for your dedication. And we need people to work with our children. But I'm glad the kids are here today. And I was even this morning, I was telling Rose early this morning, even before I came over, that after we prayed, I said, you know, I found this tie. Johnny gave me this tie years ago with the eagle. I said, you know what? I feel like bringing up all the kids, everybody today, because I'm preaching on the eagle. And I thought, man, if there's ever a time to let kids be in my church service, let them be when I'm preaching about some kind of animal that they can relate to. Amen. And today I'm going to be preaching on the eagle. So let's stand for the reading of God's word, Isaiah 40, 31. I'm going to talk to you all about the eagle today. Boys and girls, if you got to be real quiet and you got to listen good. Don't be grabbing each other. And if you're good, you'll win a prize. And Brother Eddie and everyone's watching. Brother Sean, Brother Mike, Brother Larry, and Brother Danny, all they're watching. And whoever else I gave those prizes to, they're all watching. Verse 31, Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. This morning we're going to talk to you about the eagle. And I'm hoping you can mount up with wings as eagles. Heavenly Father, years ago, Father, many, many, many years ago, way before I ever came to this church, more than 20 years ago, you gave me this message on the eagle. I preached it all over the country. It's my favorite of all the messages I've ever preached. I believe it's my favorite message. And Lord, I probably preached it here 3 or 4 times already. But Father, this week, you told me to preach it again. Someone needs to hear this message. And so, Father, I pray that, oh, Holy Spirit, come up and down the aisles now. Fill my heart with the Spirit of God and help me to preach with power. And, Lord, still the kids and still the adults. And may your presence be felt this morning. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The Bible mentions the eagle 32 times. When you study the Bible, you'll find that the eagle is mentioned 32 times in the Bible. And when you study the Bible, matter of fact, some of you super church workers, maybe you ought to take some notes and give the kids some questions, and maybe they can win a prize if they know the answers from what preacher preached on next week. Are they having Pats the Pirate Club this Wednesday? Do we know if we're having? No? No, we're having VBS, aren't we? We're having VBS meeting. But next Sunday when we have Super Church, I'll have someone give you, Eddie, write some, you and Lizzie write some questions down what preacher preached on about the eagle. And if they know the answers, they can win a prize. All righty. The Bible mentions the eagle 32 times. And when you study the Bible about the eagle, you can compare it to the Christian life. By the way, how many want to mount up with wings as eagles and soar for God? By the way, can I say this to you? You'll never soar for God if you run with turkeys. It makes a difference who you run with. Because birds of a feather always flock together. Did you ever notice that? Just remember, if you're gonna soar for God, you can't run with turkeys. Now the eagle to the bird world is like the lion to the animal world. The eagle's the king of all the birds. The eagle's unique because he has a habitat like no other bird. He has a heritage like no other bird. He has a home like no other bird. He has a heart like no other bird. There's no bird like the eagle. How many of you have ever seen eagles? Aren't they beautiful? They're raising them in this northeast Ohio. They're raising eagles in this area right now. When grown, the eagle is 7.5 feet wide. 7 feet across the back. He's 7.5 feet across the back. That's how big they are. The eagle possesses great power. And the eagle is so powerful, those claws, they're called talons. The feet, the claws, they're called talons. They're so powerful, those eagles can crush animals' bones while they're flying in flight. Matter of fact, Bobby Thompson, a preacher that studied this, and I got a lot of stuff from Bobby Thompson, he said he actually saw over in the Philippines, Australia, he saw a kangaroo, he saw an eagle crush the bones of a kangaroo while in flight. So the eagle possesses great power. Let me give you an example of how great a power eagle has. Several years ago, this is a true story, several years ago in Chicago, Illinois, a 22-pound eagle, 22-pound eagle, swooped down and grabbed hold of a little boy that weighed 68 pounds. 22-pound eagle grabbed a 68-pound boy. He was throwing rocks at that eagle, by the way. Can I tell you, kids, don't throw rocks at eagles. They get mad. This little boy was throwing rocks at an eagle. That eagle said, "Whoa, I'm going to get you." He swooped down. That 22-pound eagle picked up a 68-pound boy, and he flew him over a 30-story building. That's how powerful. Lucky for that little boy, a Chicago police officer saw that eagle take that boy, and he kept following, and he finally got that boy away from that eagle. That shows you how powerful an eagle is. Can anyone say amen? And by the way, I'm going to relate the eagle to the Christian. That's just like a Christian. We possess power too within us. If a spirit-filled Christian can be powerful because we have great power within us called the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Can anyone say amen? By the way, how often do we walk in that power that God's given us, that we could possess? I like this. I really love this. The eagle's a meat eater. He's a meat eater. I'm getting pizza, but they're going to have some of them's got meat on it too. The eagle's a meat eater from the day he's born. From the day he's born, the eagle's a meat eater. The eagle's born with his mouth open. Just like us Baptists. Tonight we're going to see a lot of eagles. Listen, the eagle, here's what you got to get. The eagle has a hunger for meat from his birth. From the day he's born, he has a hunger for meat. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Christians, from the day we're born again, we ought to desire and have a hunger for the meat, for the meat, for the meat of God's word, for the meat of God's Bible. Can anyone say amen? The eagle is the only bird that both male and female raise the babies together. Hey, parents, we ought to be thinking, why be watching them eagles? Sometimes the parents, the mom just has to raise them. No, we're supposed to raise them together. Amen? the bird's nest. The eagles line the nest for their babies with squirrel fur, rabbit fur. If you're in the Philippines, monkey fur. If you're in Australia, kangaroo fur. But they line it, and boy, those nests are nice and comfy. Oh man, it's just like a nice soft pillow. I love this. During the incubation of the egg, the mama bird, she'll sit on the egg, and she'll flop her feet out just like this. And then the dad bird, he comes up, the male bird, and he grabs her feet, holds on to her feet, and just loves on her all the time that they're incubating that baby. Then she gets off. He gets on. He plops his feet out. She grabs his feet, holds on to him, and caresses him. And back and forth, they show love demonstrated back and forth. And what happens? That baby is born in an atmosphere of love. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if Christians in the family, there was a shown forth an atmosphere of love and thoughtfulness and kindness? Hello? What about our churches, Brother Mike? If the churches would not be fussing and feuding, and there was a spirit of oneness and a spirit of love, maybe more people would be born in the family of God. If there was an atmosphere in the church of the love of God. Can anyone say amen? Let me tell you more about the eagle. I'm going to quote you scripture. Psalm 17:8 says this: keep me as the apple of thine eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. The eagles build their nests in the highest part of the mountains on rocks. They're in the highest part. And when the storm and the rain comes, the little bird, the little eaglets, and their daddy eagle just puts out his wings, covers them up, and protects them from the wind and the rain and all the elements, just like our Heavenly Father watches over and protects us. Amen? Get this. I love this. The day the bird, as these eagles bigger, older, they get bigger and bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger. Like Luke, he's getting bigger and bigger. And what happens is this. Finally, there's more eagle than there is nest. The eaglet, the little baby eagle, he gets bigger than the nest. And the mama, the eagle steps out on the rock. Little baby eagle. And the mama, when he does that, she takes that fur. She throws that fur out. He gets back in. Oh, man, this ain't as comfortable. Next day he gets out. Oh, sticks is bringing him. You know. Next day he gets out, and the mama just rips the whole nest all apart. And the little baby eagle don't have no nest at all. And the whole night, the little baby eaglet, he had to sit on that cold rock all night. That little eagle sitting on that rock all by himself. And it's cold. And the next morning, the mama flies down right next to him. And that little baby eagle, he sees those mama's feathers. He climbs up on top of his mama. Ooh, this is nice. Just like the nest, nice and warm, nice and cuddly. And boy, he's just enjoying himself real good. And all of a sudden, the mama goes, I know all about up, up, up. 41 years ago, Brother Mark, me and Rosie were married. And on our honeymoon, one of the places we went to was Cedar Point. Now, I'm not afraid of too many things. I really aren't. But I've always been afraid of heights. I'm glad when the rat trap is, there'll be a moment of twinkling eye. Brother Phil, I won't have to worry about it. And I've always been a good guy for bumper cars and, you know, watching the dolphins and stuff like this. I never was a big rider at Cedar Point, but I always went on the smaller rides. But that day, all the little kids were going on the roller coaster called the Blue Streak. I know they have a bunch of them now, but that was a big time. I'm going way back 41 years ago. That's before they had Magnum and all this other stuff they had there now. I don't even know all the names. But when Preacher was there 41 years ago with Rosie, the Blue Streak was the big roller coaster. And so me and Rosie said, we'll go on it. It's our honeymoon. We're having a lot of fun. Besides, all the little kids are going on it. So I'm not thinking about me being afraid of heights. We get in that thing. Can't, up. My heart starts beating. I'm looking down. Woo! Then all of a sudden, got to the top of the diver. Woo! Man, my eyes went right back up in my head. I'm holding on to that bar. Rose said, Rich! I said, hold on, Rose! Hold on! I almost went to the bathroom before I got off that thing. Matter of fact, if you go to the fourth car in the back, you will see someone's fingerprints. They're mine. I squeezed that bar so hard, I left my prints in it. And that roller coaster go up and down. Oh God, if you get me off this thing, I promise I'll never. And for 41 years, I've never been on another one since. The next roller coaster I'm riding is Rapture, baby. And that, I'm not going to worry about that one, Brother Mike, because Jesus got a hold of that. Yeah. And that eagle. That little eagle's on his mommy's back. And that little eagle, Mom, stop! I'll take the garbage out. Mom, I'll do my best. Mom, I won't say. Mom, please, what are you doing? And all of a sudden, she turns over. Woo! And he, whoa, Mom! No, Mom! He's falling through the air. He's falling through the air. And he thinks, Mom, why you do? You don't love me no more. What that little baby eaglet doesn't know, see, his mama can swoop down at 180 miles an hour. And she can go down, she can swoop down faster than he can fall. And so what she does, why he's falling, she's right there by him, chirping at him. And what she, I believe, she's saying, fly. Learn to fly. You're not a chicken. You're not a turkey. You're an eagle. You're a heavenly bird. You need to fly. This is where you belong. You belong in the heavens. You're a heavenly bird. Fly. And right before Betty, she, swoop, and she bits him. He goes, whew. Woo! Boy, Mom, you gave me a scare. Mom, don't ever do that. Mom! Not again, Mom! Up! She drops him again. And over. You see, if the mama bird didn't do that, didn't take him up and drop him, he would never learn to fly.
Right.
And see, many times, God has to let us take us up and let us drop. Oh, he's right there. He's right there to catch us. But see, we never learn to fly for God until he lets us drop a little bit. How many are still with me? All to God that we would learn some of these great illustrations of the eagle. The baby is screaming, but he doesn't understand. Mom's teaching to soar for God. Listen to this. I love this. The eagle only flies. Get this. Here's a percentage for you guys. The eagle only flies, Brother Coolidge, 10% of the time. Brother Mike, the eagle glides 90%. It only flies 10%. It glides 90%. You see, the eagles learn to use the winds to their advantage. And instead of fighting the wind, they just soar. They soar above it. And they use the wind to go so they don't have to use a lot of energy. How many are still with me? They learn to use the wind to their advantage. They yield to the wind. See, we as Christians, we need to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if we do, we can go through life with a lot of less effort than what we go through right now. Can anyone say amen? Amen. Oh, I like this. The eagle will not let anyone come between him and the sun. The eagle will not let his enemy come between him and the sun. See, when he attacks that bird can't see him in the sun. I noted this. When he attacks the bird has to retreat because he can't see him in the sun. He has the sun at his back. See, the devil can't defeat us as long as we stay in the light of the sun. Hello? The eagle flies 137 miles an hour. The eagle flies 137 miles an hour. The downward swoop is 180 miles an hour. Eagles live from between 60 years and 100 years old. They don't know why. 60 to 100. But they don't know why, but sometime during the middle of their life, and they don't really know all about this, but for some reason, the eagle starts to molt and they lose their power. And they get grounded on the ground. And matter of fact, at that time, they can only fly about 35 miles an hour. But the thing about that eagle, the eagle's a heavenly bird. The eagle is made to soar in the heavens, not walk on the earth. See, he wasn't made for the world. He was made for the heavens. Are you still with me, Christian? And see, if that eagle stays down on the ground, if that eagle stays down in the world too long, he dies off. If a Christian stays in the world, he dies off. How many are still with me? During this molting season, the eagle can only fly about 35 miles an hour, and he stays. If he stays on the ground, then he loses all his power. Now, picture this eagle. Picture this eagle. That's so. I mean, you've seen eagles soar, haven't you? Just they're beautiful. How many ever seen an eagle fly? Oh, they're beautiful. They're the most beautiful bird. Now, just imagine that bird with all the majesty. And then picture that same bird on the ground, not flying. All the elements of the wind and the rain beating down on him. That's a picture of a Christian out of the will of God, not being in the place they're supposed to be. Can anyone say amen? Amen. It's a sad picture when you see a grounded eagle during a storm, and it's a sad picture when you see Christians staying too long in the world that lose their power and they're out of the will of God. Now, how many Christians do you know today? How many Christians do you know today who used to serve God? I mean, how many, I know people now in the ministry that used to serve God, but they're no longer soaring for God. See, they stayed too long in the world. Now they have no joy, no testimony, no fruit. Hey, Christian, look up here. Don't stay in the world. Get out of the world. Don't let the world corrupt you. Don't let the world weaken you. Don't let the world take you down, because you have no joy, no fruit, no testimony, and no hope and no blessing of God. The cry from heaven comes to the worldly Christian. Come out from among that world. You don't belong here. When that molten's almost over, this is really good. I'm getting to one of my most favorite parts. The eagle can go back to the rock that he's born on, and he'll wait until his power returns. By the way, there's power on that rock. Jesus is our rock. Interesting note, you that are taking notes, the eagle never leaves or changes the rock from the day he was born on. The eagle, the rock that eagle's born on, he never changes the rock. We never change our rock either, do we? The rock of Jesus Christ. Hello? In closing, I want to say this, and don't get excited, it's still going to take me 10 minutes. There's a preacher named Bobby Thompson, and I got most of those from him, most of it. He was preaching a meeting in North Carolina. And this Indian came to Bobby Thompson in that church meeting. He said, I heard you like eagles. He said, I love eagles. He said, would you like to see some more eagles? He said, oh, Bobby Thompson said, I'd love to see eagles. I'd love to see them. He said, meet me at the church at 5 a.m. tomorrow, and I'll show you some eagles. So he met him that next day at 5 a.m., and he took him, this is in North Carolina, he took him to a big mountain called Eagles Bluff. He took him up there, and he saw 33 eagles. And he was just watching them fly. And he's, oh, my lambs are beautiful. And Bobby Thompson's heart was just, he's an eagle lover, and he just saw all them. He's, oh, my lambs, this is so spectacular. How many like to see 33 eagles flying? And then he said, I want you to look down, because see, they're way at the top. He said, I want you to look down that dark valley. See that valley way down there? I want you to see, I want to show you five more eagles. There's five eagles down there right now. And he said, I'm going to show them to you. So they went down that mountain, they went down that valley. And he said, see those five eagles? He said, yeah. He said, pick one of those eagles up. Bobby Thompson, woo! I'm not picking those eagles up, really, they got great power. But the Indian said, no, they do have great power, but these eagles don't have power. They're dying. These eagles have been down in the valley. They've been down on the ground. They're real weak. And so he picked them up and he said, the Indian said, look at those eagles' eyes. He said, an eagle with wet eyes is a healthy eagle. You ever notice Christians with wet eyes? They love the things of God. They care about souls going to hell.
Amen.
That's a healthy Christian with wet eyes.
Amen.
He said an eagle that's not healthy will have dry and scaly eyes. Just like Christians that are out of the will of God. They don't have any tears either.
That's right.
Because when you're close to God, you have tears for the things of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
And he said, wait. He said, get behind the tree. He said, what? He said, just get behind the tree. And all of a sudden, eight big eagles came over the tops of the trees right where they were at. Eight eagles. And they had bits of rabbit and different kind of meat. And they dropped the meat right down where those five eagles were. The ones that dropped it, they were stronger, and they were giving it to the weaker. And all there's no truth about the ego of the Christian life. Unbelievable. And he said, watch, see what they do. Two of the eagles ate the meat. The other three didn't eat. And when the two that ate came up, they jumped up and down, and they moved their wings. And he said, what does that mean? Then he said, because they ate the meat, they're going to live. What about the other three that don't eat the meat? They're going to die. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you eat the meat, you'll live.
Yeah.
Yep. If you eat the meat, you'll live. See, this week, some of you better eat none of the meat this week. You want to run your meat, you're going to eat the meat this week.
Amen.
This week, how much are you going to eat? How much meat are you going to eat this week of the Word of God?
Amen.
And the three that didn't eat meat, they're going to die. And you don't read the Bible, you don't study the Bible, you're going to get rid of the Lord too, and you're spiritually going to die.
Right.
You wonder what happens to Christians. You wonder what they get bad news because they haven't done the Word. Peace, hand, and love by law, and nothing shall offend him. You get the word, you'll be strong.
Amen.
Two awake to meet and start to renew their strength. That's how you get your strength back to renew the eat the meat.
Right.
The word of God.
Amen.
Get this, I'm all. Oh. He said, I want to go back up to the Eagle's Bluff. I want to show you an eagle that was just here a few weeks ago, but he ate the meat, he regained his strength, and he got back to his rock. And they went back up the Eagle's Bluff, and he said, you see that eagle there, Soren? He said, yeah.
I see him. He said, just 2 weeks ago, that eagle was down in the wilderness, dying. But he ate the meat. He ate the meat and got restored strength, and now he's back soaring for God. He said, watch. He said, watch that eagle. He said, watch that eagle. Watch him. He said, it's almost praying time. He said, what? Just watch that eagle that was down in the valley a couple weeks ago, but ate the meat. Just watch what he does. He kept watching that eagle. And he said that eagle that was in the wilderness just a few weeks ago, but ate the meat and renewed the strength. He soared back down and got on the rock. And then that eagle looked up into the sun and started to make like a cooing noise. And tears started to roll down that eagle's face. And Bobby Thompson said to the Indian, is that eagle doing what I think he's doing? He said, yes, he is. He's thanking God. He's thanking God for taking all the wilderness. Please, the gentlemen, how many times do we need to thank God for taking us out of the wilderness?
Amen.
We need to thank God for taking us out of the wilderness. Are you still with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, he said, that bird is thanking God. He's thanking God for saving them, for bringing them strength again, for putting them back on the rock.
Amen.
I close with these thoughts. I'm always closing. Do we have tears in our eyes today? Are we a healthy bird for God? Or do we have dry eyes, an unhealthy Christian? Do we have thankfulness in our heart for God saving us today? Do we have love for our Savior who died for us at Calvary's cross so we didn't have to suffer and go to hell? Some of you are dying in the wilderness. Some of you are dying right now. That's why God had me bring this message. Some of you are dying in the wilderness. And today, I'm throwing out meat to you. Today, I'm throwing out meat to you. I'm throwing it out. Take the meat. Get the meat, regain your strength, come back, start back to the rock, get back to the rock of Christ Jesus. Can anyone say amen?
Amen?
Some of you are lost today. You need to come right now and be saved. Some of you know if you die, you wouldn't go to heaven. And if you died without Jesus Christ, you go straight to hell. If you died today, would you go to heaven? The Bible said you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. The eagle looked up to the sun with tears and was thanking God. He was, is he doing what I think he's doing? Yes, he's thanking God for taking him out of the wilderness. I wonder, when's the last time, Christian, we've thanked God for taking us out of the wilderness? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you would bless these dear people. And may they learn some great truth about the eagle, that the meat is so essential. The meat, eating of the meat, is so essential for the Christian to stay strong. Too many Christians never read their Bible. Too many Christians never study the Word. Never seek after, never really have a desire for the Word. God, put that desire. God, help us to be meat eaters of the Word. And God, help us to be thankful. Oh, God, help us to be thankful that we're saved and we didn't go to hell. Help us to be thankful that you took us out of the wilderness. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed today, how many would say, dear Jesus, thank you for saving my soul? How many know they're saved? And you could say, dear Jesus, thank you for saving me out of the wilderness. Can you say that? Raise your hand.
I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. God saved me out of the wilderness of sin. He saved me from the clutches of hell. Thank you, may put them down. How many would say, preacher, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me, preacher. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray and just raise your hand. Let me see it. Pray for me, preacher. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I'd sure like to go to heaven when I die. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? How many Christians would say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. While you preach, God spoke to my heart. I'm kind of like that bird. I've kind of been weak down on this earth lately. Kind of been fluttering down here instead of up soaring for him. Preacher, I need to get renewed strength and I need to get back on that rock. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, 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 yes. What are you waiting for? Come to the altar right now and ask God to help you. Just come right now. Who else? Come on. They're all coming. You come too. That's right. Just come. God, I'm thanking you for taking me out of the wilderness. Some of you haven't read your Bible all week. You haven't even read your Bible. Your eyes haven't even seen the Word of God this week till I preached it. You need to be down here and saying, oh, God, help me. God, I'm in a wilderness. No wonder I'm weak. No wonder I'm disgruntled. No wonder I'm not happy. Dear God, I haven't ate no meat all week. God, I'm malnutrition. I'm anemic. I need your meat. Oh, God, help me. If you're lost today, you just step out of your seat and you come forward and get saved right now. I ain't talking about joining the church. I'm talking about getting saved so you don't go to hell. Father, you see the hearts of all these people. Move in our hearts and do the work of God, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. What page are you on, Mark?
382. So fear, tenderly, Jesus is falling, falling for you and for me.
Still praying? Some of you wanted to come, but you didn't. We're going to sing another verse. If God's speaking in your heart, don't resist him. Just come. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about anybody. Just come and grab a hold of the altar and say, God, I need your help. God, help me. Just come. Sing another verse. You want to come? You come right now. Don't worry about anybody else. You just come.
Why should we tarry when Jesus